This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, here we go on a Saturday morning. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5 Houston, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Nice to have you aboard as we give you the latest as far as the world of golf is concerned. Charlie, great to be with you this morning. A lot going on in the world of golf.
And that is good. It's spring. Masters has been played. I had a great tournament, great playoff at Harbortown.
Yeah. Between two phenomenal players.
That was fun. And now we got a mixed match thing going on. And I guess the headlines is one of the teams shot 83.
Yeah, we're going to get to...
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. You know, and I think we're going to go over today the qualifications to get into the Zurich and how that should change in future years. Of course, this was, when you came in second at the PGA Tour 2 ball, this was a totally different qualification format, right? Was it a PGA Tour member and PGA professional? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, well, a PGA Tour professional could invite anybody.
Okay.
And we had an amateur team, so we paid the big bucks. And I got to be invited.
But you would never in your life go out there and shoot 83. I mean, there's just no way.
No, Blaine and I, we shot how many under, and we finished second. You know, that's on my resume.
So we'll get to, everything as far as the Zurich is concerned. But, Charlie, you're exactly right. We're at the peak of the golf season, no matter what level you're at. For juniors, this is the time of year for district championships and state titles, which – while also preparing for summer junior golf, for, Carl in the clubhouse, it's time to get ready for the club championship, for men's professional golf. We're through eight elevated events that have all produced thrilling finishes, including last week's playoff, of course, between Fitzpatrick and Spieth. We'll get to that. You still have a trio of players fighting for world number one in Rahm, Scheffler, and McIlroy. And for the women's game, the first major championship of the year is underway down the street at Carlton Woods Nicholas course. We'll get a feel from that from Jason Alexander at 8:28. But, Charlie, historic week, first edition of the Chevron at Carlton
Woods. Yeah, I'm very excited to go out there this morning and watch the ladies, and I'm excited that Carlton Woods and the club has joined, with Chevron to bring the major to Houston, Texas. And I know this is going to go a long ways to promote golf in Houston and in the state, and ladies golf especially. Girls golf is really big. They're playing the regional championships and getting ready for state. So golf's in a good place.
It sure is. Down the street at Carlton Woods, Alim Kim leads the way at 8-under. Lillian Vu, Megan Kang, and Patty Tandavikit are in a tie for – I'm sorry. Lillian Vu and Megan Kang in a tie for second at 7-under. Patty, Nelly Korda, and Brooke Henderson all in a tie for fourth at 6-under par. And on the PGA Tour, Wyndham Clark and Bo Hosler lead the way at the Zurich, 16-under par. And Doc Regman and Sam Ryder are tied with Keith Mitchell and Sung Jae-im at 15-under par. But, Charlie, similar to the men's game – you have a trio of players atop the women's game that are trying to separate themselves as the best players in the world. Lydia Ko is the current world number one in the women's game, but Nelly Korda and Jin Young Ko not too far behind. And, Nelly Korda, obviously the face of the women's game, she's in the hunt this week, and you could see her capture her second major championship. Her first one was the women's PGA championship a couple years ago. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. Charlie, let's review the RBC Heritage a little bit. What a finish from U.S. Open champion Matthew Fitzpatrick and Jordan Spieth. Spieth's been in contention, three of the last five events he has not won. Charlie, now he didn't lose it.
That happens. I mean that remember one of the best players finished 19 times second, Jack Nicklaus in majors. And, you have other guys that play a little better. And in the playoff, the shot that
Fitzpatrick hit on the third playoff hole in 18.
A 9-iron from 180 yards.
Could have kicked it in.
Three inches. And I got a kick out of, and Spieth had a 3-foot putt for par. And some gentleman called in on a show I was listening to and said, well, Spieth should have got up and hit that putt just to, make It's over with. Yeah. I mean, what you know, it's it.
People are crazy, Charlie.
Crazy.
You know, they're crazy. But, you know, Spieth down the stretch, we've seen this a couple times this year, Charlie. He hit two phenomenal putts on the first and second playoff hole. I mean, a touch more pace.
Yeah.
And they fall. But I think you're exactly right. By no means did he lose that golf tournament.
No.
He put on an excellent performance. I will say he lost the Valspar and he lost Bay Hill. But I think a win is right around the corner.
He's right around all the time. I'm really looking forward to the PGA.
Yeah, but we got
Rochester.
We get the Wells Fargo in 2 weeks at Quail Hollow first.
Yeah,
that'll be the ninth elevated.
The PGA to make him a win the Grand Slam.
It's a great place to do it. It's a ball strikers golf course. Remember,
yeah.
10 years ago, Jason Duffner at Oak Hill,
Duffner
won with the yips, Charlie.
The
you
yips.
Remember that putting?
Oh,
stroke.
Sure,
you know,
sure,
I mean,
do.
It was.
I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
With Angel?
Yeah.
God, what a week! That's a beautiful golf course. A little different though, Charlie. Rochester in May. You could see a little bit different conditions.
You could see some snow.
Wow.
You never know.
You never know.
This year for weather has really been crazy, so we'll just have to take what it is and handle it.
Charlie, before we move forward with the golf, how about a quick word from our friends over at Insperity?
Insperity, you know, they're getting ready for their championship, Insperity Invitational, presented by United Healthcare, and it's a celebration of all of their clients come into Houston to get to know each other, to know more about what Insperity is all about. And it's a people business. They're in HR, but the way they treat their customers, it's just like the way they treat their patrons at this tournament coming up next week. You don't have to pay to get in. You can just come and enjoy it. And that's just one of the perks that Insperity shares with its community, because its motto is that they want business to succeed so communities can prosper. And that just resonates every time I say it. That's what business is all about. And I can't tell you enough. I've been with Insperity, helping them with their golf game since 1986, early on. And they started with nothing. And now they've built a business that is just second to none, one of the best businesses for people to work for and earn their money and be very successful. So small business owners, listen up. If you need some help with your HR, number one, and then you want some more business expertise, give Insperity a shout. Give Insperity.com and get a hold of the right people, and I guarantee you're going to be impressed, and you're probably going to end up doing business with them. So Insperity.com.
And Charlie will be at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course live next week.
Yes.
From the Invitational.
That's right.
I have a couple guests on.
That's right.
You know, Stephen Alker will defend, but, you know, saw the course for the second time this week. Last year, you know, I was in the media center all week just doing photo or video and audio
right.
editing for the tour. Was able to see the golf course, going to be out there a little bit more this week or next week. But should be a great event. You know, a couple guests on, maybe a Rocco mediate. I got to check if Rocco's in the field. What an interesting guy.
Interesting. Very, very talented. Won six times. Yeah. Always had a bad back. Fought through that. And he's a pleasure to talk to, because he does the talk, and all you have to do is do the listening.
That's it. Now, Charlie, Champions Tour, not the easiest tour to qualify for, really.
I mean,
only five spots a year. It could be, there's an argument, it's the toughest tour to get on.
It really is. I've tried to do it, and I was not successful. This was many years ago, 25 years ago I went to tours. No, 28 years.
Wow. That's, now, when, so I interviewed your good friend Brian Noggle this week.
Right.
And he filled me in, you know. There was a time when Gary Player, Mr. Yep. Nicholas, and Mr. Palmer were on Champions Tour. It was must-see TV every week on ESPN.
Yes, it was very, you know, early on. I mean, it really took off. Roberto de Vicenzo, it started up in Austin, Texas, and they had their first tournament up there, and it was a partnership event, and it's grown. And it's been very successful. It's another thing that helps business grow. It's good entertainment and it's good golf.
You know, I know the likelihood is we're not going to see Tiger play 20 events a year again, but it would just be great, of course, for that tour. You know, if Tiger could play, 8 to 10 events a year, and maybe Phil can kind of, you know, I'm wishing.
How about Phil?
I'm wishing now. I know. How about second place? I still can't forget. I watched his second place Masters run probably 4 times since that event ended. Yes. You know, I kind of forgot how special it is to watch him do his thing. I hope that, you know, one day, you know, the LIV Golf and the PGA Tour stuff can come to a resolution, because as far as the health of the Champions Tour, we're really missing some of the better players that would be playing there right now.
Well, Norman's already come out that he's going to start a ladies LIV Tour.
Yeah, we're going to get a little bit to that.
I mean, so it's doesn't look like it's going away. We'll have to see how it goes forward.
They're in Australia this week, Charlie, and it looks like from the crowds, this is a little bit different than your regular LIV Golf event. Australia is craving some golf.
Yeah.
You know, I know they just had the Aussie PGA over the winter break and all of that, but, you know, Cam Smith, he's getting a pretty good turnout. We'll discuss it later on in the show.
Yes, he's still pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. You know, Cam's still got it. He's still the defending Open champion, but Charlie, when you're only playing once a month, as the LIV schedule calls for, I think it's tough to get in a groove. I think it really is. We saw it at the Masters.
Yep.
All right, when we come back, more on the Zurich Classic and the Chevron Championship from Carlton Woods. We'll have Jason Alexander on later to discuss. We'll do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, thanks for joining the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Over in New Orleans, Zurich Classic, Wyndham Clark and Bo Hosler lead the way at 16 under by one over Doc Redman and Sam Ryder. And Redman and Ryder in a tie for second with Keith Mitchell and Sung J.M. Charlie, Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay, this is the golden duo of this golf tournament. They had a ton of success at Quail Hollow for the President's Cup. I had them before the week to win this golf tournament. They were obviously the favorites, but what a duo.
They got off to a slow start, only shot 5 under, and then they turned it up.
63 alternate shot yesterday.
Yeah, that's, Angel Cabrera and his partner during the World Cup shot 59 in alternate shot.
That's a long way from what John Daly and David Duvall did yesterday.
How about that? That's embarrassing. 80, I mean, you talk about the duo that doesn't make sense to be together, David Duvall and John Daly, so far apart. You know, David Duvall, quiet, unassuming, you know, focused. You know, I've never seen him take a drink. You know, he doesn't talk. And then he's with John Daly, and they shoot 83 alternate shot.
Well, number one, what a schedule for John Daly over the last month. We're going to have to try to get him on the show next week, because – you know, 2 weeks ago, he's selling out Hooters in Augusta. You know, people are trying to get autographs.
Always does that.
During Masters Week. It seems like that's not getting old for 1 second. People still love Daly.
Oh, they do. And, you know, one year he was there, I was there, a lady ran into him and hurt his knee. That's why he had to have his knee scoped. Yeah.
His knee replacement was, you know, only 6 months ago. He's gotten back pretty fast.
Yeah.
Quite the recovery. He's recovering faster than Tiger, Charlie.
He's a character.
Anyways, Augusta 2 weeks ago for him. He's at the two ball, and then he'll be at the Invitational next week. You know, no shortage of golf. But in all seriousness, we got to talk about, you know, the format of this event moving forward. Because over the last 3 years, you know, we've seen guys like Brooks Koepka and Matthew Fitzpatrick. They bring out their siblings. You have, you know, Michael Thompson this year bringing out a 42-year-old Army veteran. Salute to him. But, you know, he's only played 2 rounds of professional golf in his career. I mean, and then you have the guy, obviously guys like, you know, Champions Tour guys like Duval and Daly, and it just
Blaine McAllister and me at Tour Player.
Oh, but you're
and
not shooting 83, Charlie.
No, we weren't. We were, you know.
And you had played in, what, two major championships up to that point?
Six
major championships. Yeah. So there's no comparison at all. I mean, you were an established
golfer. Had a chance to win.
But what about some alternatives, Charlie? You know, you could have, you know, if you had an alternative to the way you would set up this golf tournament, what would it be?
Well, I'm not sure I'd change it too much because it's different. It get the guys a week's vacation in New Orleans and enjoy the pomp and ceremony of what they do over there. And it the sponsor likes it. You know, that's a great sponsor of the PGA Tour. People are going to it. I mean, sure, the big boys aren't going to do it. Who's the biggest name in the tournament?
Cantlay and Schauffele. Patrick Cantlay is world number four right now. It's a fine field.
I just don't think they should have the senior tour in there.
Yeah. Well, you know, Steve Stricker is a senior tour player. Now, if he wanted to play on the PGA Tour, I think he'd get into about 20 events a year.
Well, yeah, he can still do that in Davis Love, but it's very evident that
Love's played a couple tour events this year, hasn't made a cut. Yeah. You know, you could – here's the thing. I called you about this yesterday. You know, you could – I would like to see the top 20 men's players in the world and the top 20 female players in the world come together and play. The problem is the schedule's a little too hectic right now. Not everything can be elevated.
Yeah. And they tried that before. I mean, it was at Innisbrook, and it was successful.
Way better golf course than
TPC. But yet still it was hard to get a good feel. So I think, you know, we're going to see today the best of the LPGA is out at a great golf course.
Unbelievable.
And I'm really excited about going out there.
Yeah, A-Lim Kim from South Korea leads the way at 8-under. Lillian Vu and Megan Kang share second place at 7-under par. Patty Tenevkit out of Thailand and Nelly Korda and Brooke Henderson share third place at 6-under par. Now, this is a $5.1 million purse this week, Charlie. You know, it's the first of a five-year contract with the Nicklaus course. You know, players and fans, they were hesitant about the move from Mission Hills in California to Carlton Woods in Texas. And, you know, some of that was, you know, politically driven by the clowns, you know. But most of all, Mission Hills, you know, hosted the Chevron Championship, you know, first known as the Dena Shore for 50 years. Players liked the traditions of Palm Springs.
Yeah, no, it was great. And Dena Shore was just tremendous. And they promoted the game. And Nabisco was a sponsor. Dave Marr was the executive director of the tournament. And it brought it along. But now Chevron stepped up, increased their prize money by $2 million in the last 2 years. The ladies got to be excited for that. And the golf course is really a beautiful golf course, and it's a challenging golf course, especially that it rained and it got soft. That hurt Lydia Ko to be able to get up at the top of the lead. But we'll see. 36 holes on the weekend, it might dry up, and I can't wait to watch her swing the golf club. So.
Yeah, gorgeous weather this morning in Houston. I mean, 7-2 and sunny, little breeze in the air. But the, you know, the soft conditions helps my pick with Nelly Korda. Yeah. I mean, you know, she launches it. She hits it a long way. What a family she's from. You know, Peter Korda, the 1998 Australian Open tennis champion. Her sister Jessica has been on the LPGA Tour now for, what, 12 years.
Uh-huh.
And her little brother Sebastian is making a name for himself on the ATP men's tennis tour. He plays in majors, competes, contends. All of the above. I think it's, you know, I think players by the end of this week, Charlie, will like the Nicklaus course, you know, better. I think it's just an overall better layout than Mission Hills. And, you know, number two, in the words of Stacey Lewis, you know, I think players are going to realize how special of a community the Woodlands is.
Yeah, the Woodlands is you know, they might have 10 golf courses out there, and it's a shame Stacey Lewis isn't playing better.
Yeah.
She grew up in the Woodlands, and she's been number one in the world on the LPGA Tour and won the you know, the British Ladies Open. I was hoping that she would be around for the weekend so the Houstonians could see Stacey play, and she's not, you know, bigger in a minute, but she's got motherhood and all, some distractions. I think that's
going to lead the next two Solheim Cups. You know,
the captain.
And the course is playing. It's a long course right now.
Yeah.
It's a long, long golf course.
Yeah.
Before we keep moving on the golf, let me tell you about my friends over at Brookside Equipment. Tom and Adam Belimovich are the great people who own 9 Houston locations, and it is the premier dealership for all John Deere equipment in Houston. Whether you're a homeowner, rancher, contractor, or institution, the Brookside team is there to provide you with the equipment solution and full service support you deserve. As far as the golf is concerned, one of their partners is Houston Country Club, Whispering Pines Golf Club, which is the number one golf club in Texas, and includes Memorial Park Golf Course, which is home to the PGA Tour's Houston Open. And no matter your situation, Brookside has the deal you need. New or pre-owned equipment, parts, service, flexible payment plans, they have it all, and they stand by your side through the process. Houston, Spring, Jersey Village, League City, Katy, Southwest Houston, Angleton, Hockley, and Conroe. Go see them at one of their 9 locations and visit their website at brooksideusa.com to check out any special deals at Brookside Equipment. Tell them you heard it here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Once again, that is Brookside Equipment. Looking down we got another leaderboard to discuss, Charlie. We you know, Zurich Classic, you have Wyndham Clark and Bo Hosler leading the way. You know, Bo Hosler, he went to Texas, played at the U.S. Open at a very early age, starting to come around on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, and unfortunately he had a bad arm accident during the NCAA that could costed the Longhorns another national championship. But he's a character. He's a good kid.
Takes forever over the ball.
Does he really?
I mean, he's. I wish I could show all of you, but he's got a weird move. He's got a weird move.
But you know, I got to know him when he was working with Jim Flick. When I was working with Jim Flick at Golf Digest, and a good kid, and I'm surprised he hasn't won. But maybe this moving forward. Now this championship, they get a win, but it's not an Augusta win.
No, it's just 400 FedEx Cup.
400, not 500.
It. Yeah, but I think the winner splits $1.3 million.
Yeah,
not bad.
Not bad. No,
you know, for a member guest, you know.
I think I won $32,000. So I forget what I won. We split.
Well, you know, so this week, Schauffele and Cantlay look to defend. I mean, they're two back. I still have them winning this golf tournament. They're going to take off today and get going. On the other side, we'll have Jason Alexander come on. You got something else, Charlie?
Jason. Jason's a character.
We'll hear from him next right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Brought to you by Insperity HR. That makes a difference. 30 past hour. Great to have you aboard as we break down the latest in golf. And joining us now from the clubs at Carlton Woods, the Nicklaus Course, where the Chevron Championship is underway. It's the first women's major championship of the year. Jason Alexander, host of the Pro Show and out of Carlton Woods, joins the party. Jason, how are you, my friend?
Well, I tell you what, to be on with you and the old golf doctor, I always put a smile on my face. We're on the ground here, round 3 of a major here in the Woodlands. Are you kidding me?
You know, give me a feel. For this event, you know, $5.1 million purse. Alim Kim leads the way. Of course, she was the 2020 U.S. Women's Open champion. But you've got Nelly Korda chasing, the face of golf, in my opinion. Give me a feel of that.
Well, a big crowd around Nelly yesterday. I think, you know, being on property, just about everybody's pulling for Nelly to win this golf tournament. I'll tell you what, though, guys, look out for the old Canadian Brooke Henderson. I'll tell you, she's hitting driver off the deck on all these par fives, playing super aggressive. I think Brooke's going to give it a big go this weekend, and what a day today. This is going to be Chamber of Commerce weather, sunny, 75. I hope it'll dry the golf course out just a little bit for a great finish on Sunday tomorrow.
How far – hey, good morning. What's your name? No.
Golf doctor. You know I'm your favorite pro.
Hey, what's the yardage they're playing?
you know, they played it at 6,700 round one, and they played it right around 6,700 round two. So, they've kind of mixed the tee boxes up here, guys. It was really weird to watch. They had number three all the way back. Some of the girls were in hybrid. But number nine, which is arguably one of our tougher holes, they had the tee boxes up on the ladies' tees there here in driver flip sandwich. So we'll see where the kind of mix and match of the tee boxes are this weekend. I love they put 18 up yesterday. All the girls were sending it. Round one, it was all the way back. Not one person, I don't believe, went for the green in two. So we want to keep that up for a big finish for all the crowd there on number 18.
Well,
on
number 18, if they had the tee up, how far is that playing? 500 yards?
Right around 500. I think it was around 490, 495 yesterday.
And so what do they have coming in? Two.
Well, Nellie hit iron in there. A lot of the girls are hitting hybrids.
It.
Three woods. Oh, but I mean, she hits it like a young Charlie Epp. Maybe a little bit further. Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah.
No doubt.
How's your gallery looking for the first few days?
Well, for Thursday, it was wonderful. The rain kind of pushed everybody away. I think we had about 5,000 people here yesterday, and I think we're going to have 7,000 or 8,000 people here today, I'll be honest with you. And it's just going to be raucous and awesome, and the tents are up. And I'm going to start on number one tee here at about 9:30, 10 o'clock, whenever we figure out the restart. But, I mean, why would you not want to come watch a little golf today, Charlie?
I'm coming out. That's true. I'm worried about the traffic and you got
the Iron Man going.
Iron Man.
I'll send you some updated directions. The PR
team. Iron Man to Louisiana with the man.
Well, I got
Jason,
an invitation.
Why is there an Iron Man in the middle of a major championship?
I got an invitation to run in it, but I decided not to do it.
That'd be a made-for-TV special there, Golf Doctor. I think we get a bunch of eyeballs on that one.
Jason, you know the jingle. A lot of players, a lot of fans upset that the Chevron left Mission Hills out in California. I said before the week that once these players see this course for just one second, that opinion is totally going to change. Mission Hills is going to be forgotten about. Of course, the Chevron will be at Carlton Woods for, at the very minimum, the next 5 years. What have you heard? Are players satisfied with this venue? Do they like it better than Mission Hills?
I would never disrespect the history. I think Mission Hills did a wonderful job. Historical event.
Yeah, but their time is done. Their time is done.
But, hey, no, Will, what I was going to say is I agree. This is a championship golf course, and it's not even comparable to what they've been playing. This is – it's light years better, and this is a better test of golf. And so, yes, I think the players have quickly forgotten about it, and this is going to be a big thing moving forward. I think for the LPGA Tour, arguably, we don't quite have the history of some of these courses, but as far as shot ability, shot making, length, it's hard to beat the Nicklaus course here at Carlton Woods.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It's a wonderful place. But the Mission Hills golf course was awesome also. I mean, I almost won the club pro championship out there, so don't belittle my favorite golf course.
Charlie, that was 20 years ago. That was a long time ago. But I tell you, I think to answer the question honestly, the ladies, I think, are very impressed with the venue and the setup. And it's a good test of golf. And I think the scores are kind of reflecting that. I really wish we wouldn't have gotten any rain. I think they'd actually be a little bit higher. I think a little mini U.S. Open was about to break out if we could have got some dry conditions. Yeah. That rain kind of ruined that a little bit. Yeah. But I'm still sticking to my guns. I think right around 10, 12 under is going to win this thing.
Is the champion going to jump into the lake?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go push them in if they don't.
There's been a lake built for this situation. Is that right?
They dredged it out a little bit. Look, we jump in there. We have our little Carlton Cup every November. And I told some of the girls, we have to jump in this thing in November, okay? So there's no excuse. It's April, okay? Water's warm. There's no alligators in there. Hop in the lake. Keep the tradition going. That's one of the things for Miss Shore I think we ought to do. And I really do think the ladies, whoever wins, I think the crowd's going to edge them in there. And they'll kind of chant a little bit, and hopefully they'll hop in it.
I love what Chevron is doing on the 17th hole, a birdies for donations, that's a cool deal. Yesterday, six birdies on the 17th hole, and that's really going to help a lot of young kids struggling in the area. I think a young man named Jack was the kid out there yesterday. Megan Kang spoke on a little bit. Can you tell me a little bit more about what's going on the 17th?
Yes, if you got it pegged, Will Doctor, and they're doing the birdies for charity. I think there's a lot of charitable kind of feel around this event. We had a great day on Tuesday, but you kind of walk around, you see some of the booths. MD Anderson's out here. It's there's you have a community vibe, if that makes sense. And I think that only escalates the tournament even more.
Well, yeah, and it's the first year, but it's going to catch on. And the Woodlands community supported the tour event for so many years, and now you've got the Champions Tour event out there. So this will turn into a wonderful, wonderful event for the LPGA, for the Woodlands, and for Houston, Texas.
I totally agree. Well, hey, I got to get y'all's take. My pick's Brooke Henderson. Who's the pick here from the team downtown?
From town, I like Brooks. A friend of mine, Siyu Lin, is not close, but
well, T10 at 4 under, she's 4 back.
She might be able to do it. She's from China.
And Jason, I had Nelly courted to start the week. You know, I checked the forecast. I knew the rain was coming. I knew it was going to soften up. You know, Nelly's a bomber. I know Brooke is as well, but it's just really. I think this is all really going to come together for Nelly this year. You know, she was taken off the course last year with the blood clot in her arm. You know, she was really playing well. She comes right back and wins the Pelican LPGA at the end of the year. You know, she's second. I told Charlie before the show, you know, the men's game has a great three-way competition at the top of the official world golf rankings between Rahm, between Scheffler, and between Rory. You know, the women's game is exactly the same with Lydia Ko and Nelly Korda and Jin Young Ko. I think Nelly separates herself this year. I know she's been struggling with some of the wedges, kind of the 50 and in range, but I think Nelly catches up to A-Lim Kim and gets this done at the end of the week.
Well, I'll tell you, watching her play the first 2 days, I've watched quite a bit of her, most of her rounds, and it's looked very ho-hum, if that makes sense. She really hasn't played, I don't think, up to her standard. She's one back. So I think that bodes well for you, Will Doctor. She might get on a little heat check and run away from the field. That's a big possibility here this weekend at Carlton Woods.
Okay, last thing before we go to break, Jason, I want you to stay on for the next segment, so hold tight. But Tiger Woods underwent a post-traumatic ankle procedure this week that will sideline him from the PGA Championship in Oak Hills. You know, we don't have to get into all the details. This was a kind of a post-accident surgery. And Dr. Bill Mallon, who was a former tour player, now a doctor, said he thinks Tiger will not win again. Thoughts there, gentlemen?
He will not.
Charlie Epp said this years ago, don't ever count out Tiger Woods. But I think he's got to do whatever he – at least try to do whatever he can do to walk. Because he's not going to win again if he can't walk 4 days. And I still think he's got the hands to do it if he could walk. I think there's a chance. I don't know if he'll win a major, but I think he could pop off and win a tour event. I wouldn't count him out, but it was tough to watch him at Augusta there, you know, in round three. He couldn't take 5 steps. So let's hope that this helps him out and he can get to strutting a little bit.
You know, now you get finished with this event, and now you've got the Champions Tour event coming. You guys excited about that, and you got the Greats of Golf coming? I mean, the Woodlands community is really putting the show on.
It's the best week of the year next week for Insperity, Charlie Epps, the best week of the year. And, oh, my goodness, I just can't wait. I look forward to it. And we're going to have so much fun. Get to hang out with you guys and have the legends of the game. And I always tell people, you know, what's so cool about it is to sit there and listen, which, you know, Charlie Epps, I don't do all that often. But I do next week. I shut my mouth, and I love listening to the stories.
Oh, we can't wait. We can't wait. Hang tight, Jason. We'll be back on the other side. We got to get your take on how slow play can improve on the PGA Tour right here on the Charlie Epps Golf 5% by Insperity HR that makes a difference back after this.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
All right, just past quarter till on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Before we get rolling on the golf, I got to take a quick break to tell you about my friends over at the Swing Sound app, which you can find on the App Store or Google Play. One thing that all amateurs and weekend golfers struggle with is consistent rhythm and tempo in their golf swing. You either swing the club too slow or too quick, especially under pressure when you have a big putt to win your weekend skins game or a late afternoon match.
against a buddy. And what Marius Filmater, the founder of Swing Sound Golf and the inventor of the Sam Putt Lab, has figured out is that almost all bad golf shots are caused by bad tempo, because study results show that all good golfers share a common and consistent rhythm when they swing the club. Whether it's your driver, irons, or putting, good shots are a product of good tempo. The feature that I love about the Swing Sound app is, you know, it helps create your tempo. Most of these metronome apps play a rhythm that sounds like an alarm or a school bell, but Filmater has worked with some of the best audio engineers in the world to create sounds that are comforting to your ear as you use the Swing Sound app to master the rhythm in your golf swing. Do yourself a favor and take control of your golf performance and establish your swing tempo by downloading the Swing Sound app, available for only $4.99 on the App Store or Google Play. Once again, that is the Swing Sound app. All right, let's get back to the golf year. Guys, there's been a huge slow play issue on the PGA Tour. I'm sure that's probably nothing new.
Since 1950.
But, you know, everything is speeding up in sports. And MLB has put a shot clock on, has decreased games from 4.5 hours to 2.5 hours. You know, how can we do a shot clock in golf?
They tried it over in Europe and it wasn't successful. I think the powers to be have to sit down with the players, and they know who the slow players are, the deliberate players, and they got to say, guys, listen, this is our game is growing. You've got to respect the 25-second rule. Let's be ready. The AJGA Junior Golf. They average 4 hours and 15 minutes. Kids that are shooting, you know, not the scores that are being shot. And, of course, they're not playing for money. I mean, one argument is, hey, guys, this is my living. But within a time frame, you know, you have the shot clock in basketball. You have the shot clock in baseball now. So they've got to come up with a solution. But to me, it's just up to the individuals and players. And if they get a bad time, they lose a stroke. If they get a second bad time, they lose 3 strokes. That'll change that deal. Those strokes are very expensive.
Jason?
You know, I've thought about this, too, and I think Golf Doctor is spot on. I think they've got to track this thing give it 6 months. But I would track some of these players throughout the round and say, here's your shot, your time spent on average. And, you know, Patrick Cantlay at the Masters put, this is it. This is your spreadsheet of what it took for you to play each shot on average for the round of golf. And I think that hopefully they would look at that and go, oh, wow. So, and then figure out what the penalty is. Stroking them, if there's a shot clock per shot, I don't know if that'll ever work. But I think you could do on an average per round and at least try to, like I said, open some eyeballs to what's going on and make sure the slower players know they're slow.
Well, I would do what they do at Indianapolis. They start the fast cars in front. Put the fast players in front and just show how ridiculously slow the last players are. And they'll beat them by 15, 20 minutes. And that has got to show these players and embarrass the players that, hey, you know, I am slow. And they've got to get the rounds down to 4 hours.
So I mean, when would this shot clock start? As soon as it's a certain player's turn to hit, based on order of play?
Well, see, a shot clock in golf is not – you'd have to have 40 people doing this thing. Yeah. And all of it – it's not like the NBA where you can look up and see the shot clock. So they got to have a players meeting, and they got – guys, you guys are playing for – $20 million, let's get it done, you know, a half hour earlier and put the pressure on and the onus on the players.
Speaking of someone that takes a few shots to get around the golf, guess who I got right here, guys? Hang on.
Charlie, what's going on? Will, what are you guys doing in there?
Hey, JG, good morning, my friend.
What's going on? I'm starting them this morning on 10, all right? I'm starting them this morning on 10. So come on out and watch me mess up all the names.
How you doing on the Chinese names? I've got a girl.
I'm gonna do it. I got practice. I'm okay. I got some practice.
I've got a friend out there named Xi Yu Lin, and it's XIYU. So it's Xi. Yeah. So Johnny,
I got you.
Good to see you,
John. Who's your favorite player out there thus far?
Oh, I want to see Nelly Korda. I want to see her win.
Everybody's
so
on
good.
Nelly. God.
So we and Jason followed her around yesterday. She's so good.
Did you take her at 11-1 before the week started?
I did not. Jason did, though.
No, I took Lydia.
Oh, you took Lydia. Oh,
I'm out after 36.
You got to check the radar, Jason. It's just too soft out
there.
John,
are you staying out there all day long today, or are you going to?
We're going to be here for a while, yeah. I'm going to be in, starting until 11, and then we're going to run around the course. I want to watch. Absolutely. We want to see.
Okay,
they're so good. Charlie, have you been out here yet?
No, I'm going to be out there by noon, so get ready.
Text me, and we'll hook up.
You got it.
All right, bro.
All right, Jason.
Brooke Henderson. Brooke, I'm sorry, all the Nelly lovers. Brooke Henderson's winning this golf tournament. Sorry.
Jason and Charlie, a question for you guys, and we'll start with Charlie and then get your response, Jason. Golf Digest reported that 90 shooters hit more than 30% of their drives either out of bounds, into a hazard, or in a spot that is so bad that it requires a recovery shot. How can golfers improve that?
Well, you know, they got to focus on the target. Golf is a target game. They've got to really find their target in the fairway, and it's either it's the right side of the fairway or left side of the fairway, and have a controlled golf swing, just like your app says, tempo, timing, and rhythm. I think all of the bad shots are a result of too much swing, trying to hit the ball too far. Hit a 3-wood off the tee, and let's get it in a fairway, and you'll find your swing, you'll find your shot score really improve. Get the driver out of your hand, use the 3-wood.
Jason, any tips for?
Well,
go ahead.
I was joking with the guys. I don't think I've hit a 3-wood off the tee box unless there was a creek running through the fairway since 1998. But
you haven't won anything, so maybe you should.
I was teeing you up, Charlie. I know. Okay.
Get him, Charlie. Get him, Charlie.
I almost won our first section major. I only hit 4 balls out of bounds and lost by 2 shots. So some would argue if I hit a couple more 3-woods, I'd have won. I don't know.
Yes.
All right.
But hey, guys, real quick, I appreciate y'all having me out. Gnano and I got to go set up on these tee boxes. Y'all get your butts out here. Let's watch some golf. Britt Langford's on property. We got all the celebrities are shining here at Carlton Woods today. Y'all come out and watch some golf this afternoon.
We'll be there.
All right, Jason. That was Jason Alexander from the clubs at Carlton Woods and host of the Pro Show. Thanks for joining us out there.
And John Granato,
host of The Bench. Every morning, Monday through
here
Friday on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Great to hear from him.
With Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, that's right. They know. They know, Charlie.
They know.
I mean, those are the voices of Houston right there. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. Yesterday, the 859 in Corn Ferry Tour history was shot by Mac Meisner, former SMU player. You're Charlie Wiley's going to SMU.
Charlie, you, yeah.
I'm sure he was following that a little bit. Now, when you shoot 59, obviously I would know nothing about that, not even close. But, you know, every golfer, Charlie, has a break light that comes on in their head. For me, you know, if I'm 1 under through 11, I feel like, oh, the round should just end here. I'll take 1 or 2 under par. But there's that break light that comes on, and you kind of get tentative. To shoot 59,
you want to be in
what's
the zone. The zone is where all of a sudden you're really not paying attention to what you're shooting. You're just making great swings and great decisions. And you gain momentum. It's just like a shooter in basketball. Once he gets the stroke, he builds confidence. And in golf, that's what you have to do and have a pre-shot routine that is consistent every shot. And whether it's how much value the shot has, or if it's over water, or it's the same over and over again. Get your pre-shot routine organized. Once you feel yourself really making solid contact, then encourage yourself to even go lower. Don't stop now. You got to have that positive self-talk. You got to talk yourself into a hypnotic stage, if you will. So that I've never shot 59. The lowest I shot was 61, but I had 3 chip-ins.
Wow. 61's low. That's Tiger's low.
That's
yeah,
low.
Tiger's never shot 59 on tour.
Tiger and I, we got a lot in common.
All right, I got Schauffele and Cantlay to win the Zurich. Who do you have?
I don't care.
Yes, come on, Charlie. We'll see you next week on the Charlie Epps Golf Hours on ESPN 97.5 Houston, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference.